I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're going to spend a few minutes now talking about trains. And full disclosure here, I was recently chosen to be an Amtrak writer in residence, and I admit I'm a big fan of traveling by the train. It always seems much more civilized than air travel, especially these days of long airport lines and cramped seats. This is not about me, though. Our first train-related story comes from our friend Deepak Singh. He grew up in India and now lives in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
I love trains. Living in America, I have traveled on Amtrak a few times, but it's not the same as taking a train in India. Half the fun of being on a train in India is the food. Every time the train stops, you can hop off and get hot samosas, fried in front of you, right on the platform. You can stick your hand out the window and get a cup of chai. Or if you don't want to move, you can have food served at your seat. This summer, I took a train from New Delhi to my hometown, Lucknow. For less than $20, I got to travel 300 miles in an air-conditioned coach. Did I mention the food? Oh yes, it was a four-course meal, complete with appetizers and dessert. As soon as the train moved, a waiter in a dark brown jacket brought me a red tray with high tea. After tea, it was time for soup with breadsticks. Then came dinner, chicken curry, chapatis, lentil soup, rice, and mango pickle. Then another round of snacks. And just before the end of the journey, I scream. When I looked closely, I noticed one of the bowls said, Meals on Wheels. It reminded me of a totally different scene. A few months back, my grandmother-in-law in rural Pennsylvania had taken me along in her silver Buick to deliver meals to homebound people. It was a local version of the Meals on Wheels program. I helped her carry small containers of ham loaf, scalloped potatoes, green beans, buns, and pie to folks who were too infirm to go out. A few minutes later, my train in India stopped at a station. I looked out the window and saw an old man in crutches, gesturing to ask for food. Holding the bowl in my hand, I thought, shouldn't I be feeding him?
That's Deepak Singh, who lives in Ann Arbor, Michigan.